Officials are still investigating last week's blackout, but the lawsuits have already begun. A New York law firm has filed a class action suit on behalf of millions of consumers who lost power. The target is First Energy Corporation, a Midwestern company whose systems may have been the first to fail. Janet Babin reports from member station WCPN.
Business is up this week at the Meister Dairy in Cleveland's West Side Market. Shop manager Christina Morad's thankful for that because last week she dumped hundreds of dollars of food after the power went out.
A lot of our cheddars got really melted, our pickled eggs, just things that were just getting really soft and warm that wouldn't make it throughout the next day.
Now Morad and thousands of others may have a new avenue to try to recoup their losses. Attorney Robert Rothman with the firm Colleague Geller, Bowman & Rudman says First Energy negligently and recklessly failed to have a functioning alarm system that could have alerted controllers to trouble with the power lines. In addition, he says the Akron-based firm lacked a fail-safe system to stop the outage.
As a result of this, tens of millions of people and tens of thousands of businesses have been injured. And those injuries consist of anything from the costs incurred by people who were forced to discard perishable food to the damages that businesses suffered because they were unable to open as a result of the blackout.
The lawsuit seeks actual and punitive damages. First Energy's seven operating companies make it the nation's fourth largest investor-owned electric utility, serving 4.3 million customers in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Company spokesman Ralph DiNicola calls it odd that lawsuits are being filed before the cause of the blackout's been determined.
This appeared to be a very broad event, much more complicated than one utility. We could have been a link in the chain, but we don't appear to be the only link and maybe not even the first link.
It hasn't been a good summer for First Energy. Just over a week ago, a federal judge charged the company with violating the Clean Air Act for failing to add new pollution controls when it updated a coal-fired power plant. Earlier this week, Merrill Lynch downgraded its rating on First Energy, and the company's facing federal scrutiny for problems at its Davis-Bessey nuclear power plant near Toledo. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission closed the plant indefinitely last year after discovering that boric acid had burned through a steel reactor lid. But First Energy spokesman Todd Schneider says the company shouldn't be blamed for how it handled Davis-Bessey or for the blackout.
I mean, you know, obviously we made some mistakes at Davis-Bessey. We admitted them. We were forthright. But those mistakes at Davis-Bessey are not related to the situation we had here last week.
Is there some other power company that was handling those transmission lines within First Energy's territory? I don't think so.
Cleveland Congressman and presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich says it's not difficult for him to believe that First Energy played a role in the power failure, given its rash of recent problems.
This lack of attention to safety and the maintenance is characteristic of First Energy's approach towards the management of their power system. And so when we heard about the defect in their operations that have been linked to the massive power outage, it wasn't a particular surprise.
U.S. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham and his Canadian counterpart are co-chairing a joint task force investigating the cause of the outage and identifying ways to prevent a recurrence. Investigators are keying in on the role of a telephone hotline network created to prevent widespread blackouts. At a news conference yesterday, Secretary Abraham backed away from placing blame on one particular company or incident.
You know, there have been a number of rumors, a lot of speculation as to what happened, who might be at fault. There's time to deal with those issues.
Sam Randazzo is general counsel for Industrial Energy Users Ohio. Randazzo hopes the power industry will now look at the big picture.
It is, to me, not comforting that this event was not the product of terrorists. To me, it is a suggestion that we do to ourselves what we fear terrorists might be willing to do to us.
Meanwhile, Christina Morad and countless other merchants who lost money when their wares spoiled will likely be shopping for backup generators. But that will do nothing to fix the grid or restore confidence in First Energy Corporation. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in Cleveland.